This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. HBO made an announcement today that's got the media and entertainment world buzzing. The company says that next year it's going to start offering its online streaming service, HBO Go is the brand name, to anybody who wants to pay for it, whether they've got the appropriate cable package or not. We've been spending some time on the future of television the past couple of weeks, into which subject this news certainly falls. It's a series we call Screen Wars.
No money down.
That one's in the dirt.
On a brighter note, commercial break.
Ben Johnson is the host of Marketplace Tech. We turn to him when we have questions about stuff like this. Hey, Ben.
Hey, Kai.
This is, we should say, a big, big deal in the world of internet and television and cable and all that.
It is. It is. And you know what they say in Game of Thrones, right?
I don't know. I watch.
You win or you die. And you know, this is really about HBO winning over online viewers and also future online viewers. We don't know a ton yet. The CEO has promised, of course, that he wasn't going to do this, that HBO right. wasn't going to do this. And now they've changed. And I think that's probably because there's been a discussion behind the scenes about right. just what the lay of the land looks like.
Well, the lay of the land looks like 80 million people who don't have HBO, right?
Yes. But it also looks like me and my, you know, mom's cousin, sister, and everybody else stealing HBO Go from their, you know, from people that they know, because HBO Go is the only way you can stream this content. And so I think my guess is that HBO has been actually looking at the data on this. There are some Scandinavian countries that already have a service like this.
Huh.
And so HBO has probably been looking at this and been trying to convince its parent company, Time Warner, to just let them bite the bullet, cut the cord, and, you know, and make this happen.
Draw out the next steps for me then. The reason people have pay cable TV, a lot of analysts will tell you, is because of HBO and ESPN.
Oh, yeah.
Are we going to tomorrow afternoon hear ESPN come out and say, oh, us too, us too, us too?
Well, this could be the beginning of that, absolutely. It also is like, I think it's kind of bad news for cable companies. I mean, when I was growing up, it was like always going over to Ted's house because his parents paid for cable and paid for HBO, right?
That's right.
And this has changed. People's behaviors are changing. They're changing little bit by little bit. Some estimates only like 3% of people are going to cut the cord next year. But those numbers are really growing fast for certain demographics, as you can imagine. And people's behavior is really changing.
The word we're looking for here is a la carte. That's what people have been saying, forever. Why can't we unbundle all this cable and just get what we want when we want it? If I don't want to buy HBO, I don't have to buy HBO.
Yes.
Right? That's what this is?
That's what this is. And what's interesting is HBO has to be looking at Netflix, has to be looking at Amazon and saying, these companies are just eating our lunch when it comes to people actually paying for specific subscriptions for content that they've created. HBO has content that is amazing, but nobody can get to it unless they have cable. For instance, Game of Thrones, once again, what can I say? I love swords, but that show...
No, I'm totally with you. And I'm a season behind because I don't have HBO because I don't want to deal with the whole cable package.
See?
I don't want the gold premium level, right? I just want the HBO bit of it.
And what's interesting is, I don't know if you're a pirate, but HBO is breaking records when it comes to piracy.
Oh, pirating HBO.
Yes,
I was like, wait, what?
People are stealing Game of Thrones online.
Yeah.
And HBO knows about this. It's pretended for a long time that it doesn't care, but it's probably finally figured out, you know what? We got to start raking in some cash on this.
I'm no pirate. I pay for it. Ben Johnson, host of Marketplace Tech. Ben, thank you so much.
Thanks, Kai.
Not for nothing, but Netflix shares were off 25% today after hours on slower growth projections. We've got more from our series on the future of television at our website. It's marketplace.org.